Hey, what is up? It is Crypto Bobby, and today there is a security issue, a security flaw within the Parity multi-sig wallets that is dropping, has dropped the price of Ethereum down quite a bit in the past few hours. You can see here on the charts from around $304 or so at the time where this news came out, down to at one point about $288, a little bit of a rebound right now for the time being, give or take a few dollars. But I don't think we're going to hear the, I don't think we're seeing the end of this. I don't think we're necessarily going to hear the end of this for a little bit of time. So I want to talk about what this is, who might be affected, is it really a big issue, and long-term what this might mean for Ethereum or smart contracts as well. And then talking about some other kind of issues that are going on in the overall crypto community. So let's hop into it. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency. So hit that subscribe button if by any chance you are new. But heading over to the Parity blog, which I will link to in the description below if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening on the podcast, thank you for that as well. But I will link to that in the podcast description notes as well. So you can see here, November 7th, there is a security alert from Parity Tech. And if you're not familiar with what Parity is, it is a wallet that you can utilize. It is probably one of the more popular wallets out there, and it is developed by some of the co-founders and very influential people within the Ethereum community. So very widely believed to be a pretty good wallet to utilize and leverage, something that I've utilized previously, not as much anymore now that I have the Ledger Nano S, but I've previously utilized it. And there is a security alert out right now that is specifically regarding Parity multi-sig wallets, not the standard wallet within Ethereum, but multi-sig wallets where it allows you to run a multi-sig contract where you hold your Ethereum and it requires somebody else to sign that transaction as well to broadcast that out to the network. So not necessarily something for probably the majority of you. I'm sure some of you have some. Hopefully none of you do, but I'm sure there might be some people watching this right now that may or may not have some money within a Parity multi-sig wallet. But essentially what this means is anybody with assets in a multi-sig wallet created since or that was deployed since June 30th, there is a bug that was exploited. There is a bug that is exploited. And long story short, what is happening right now is, for the most part, at least for the time being, that money is stuck in those Parity multi-sig wallets and can't be released or can't be taken out of those wallets, can't be moved around. So right now, that is stuck. They're basically saying, hey, we're trying to figure out the solution. You can see here, this currently means that no funds can be moved out of the multi-sig wallets. We're analyzing the solution and we'll release an update with further details shortly. So if you have your money in Parity multi-sig wallets, now is certainly a time to worry a little bit. If you have money in Ethereum, which I'm sure a lot of you guys do, just Ethereum in general, you can see the price impact of this as far as just overall confidence in the technology and some of the things like that. But let's be clear with a couple things first. So number one, this is not necessarily an issue directly with Ethereum. This is with a multi-signature wallet, multi-sig wallet that is developed by Parity Technologies. However, Parity has pretty close ties to Ethereum. So if something goes wrong with Parity, it's not some random, crap wallet or some random crap company. It has pretty close ties to the Ethereum community. So a lot of people tie two and two together pretty easily. And it also, in a lot of respects, goes to show some of the issues surrounding, smart contracts as well. And what issues am I talking about with smart contracts? Well, I think it's pretty simple in a lot of respects. Is smart contracts are extremely, extremely new technology. They're basically on the bleeding edge of technology. And while there are certainly functional smart contracts out there, and there are smart contracts that I've utilized and leverage, and they work, and it works well, but they are very much new technology, and it is not impossible by any stretch of the imagination it is not impossible by any stretch of the imagination to find flaws in these smart contracts, to really go out and harm some of these smart contracts. And it's interesting because, in my opinion, at least, there is There's a lot of people out there that push this idea of decentralize everything, decentralize everything. And, you know, decentralization is great. I'm not a big fan of centralization with everything. So let's start that out there. You know, I've been affected by multiple hacks. You got the Equifax hack. You have a number of other things that I've been negatively affected by from centralization and just the overall kind of spirit of cryptocurrency as well. But people are very much focused on decentralized. And especially if we're talking about like decentralized trading exchanges and things like that, because you know, people like to hate on centralized exchanges. However, this goes to show that, and I think you should be aware when you're leveraging smart contracts, they are not foolproof. And rather than putting your trust in a centralized system, whether it's an exchange or it's some type of third-party custodial system, whatever it might be, you're going and you're putting your trust in something. Rather than putting your trust in a centralized system, you're going and putting that trust into a software engineer who's writing a smart contract. And you're trusting them to be competent enough and good enough to write code that will not be exploited, that will not have flaws. So while it is decentralized in nature, once that code is executed, once that smart contract comes into fruition, there are still issues that you can run into that are in many ways, even right now, as we've seen with some of the issues that have happened with Parity, with Ethereum, there are definitely things that are going on that are potentially even more risky than centralized solutions for the time being. So from my perspective, when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, number one, I do think smart contracts are going to significantly impact the future. There are going to be a number of ways that this is going to improve the quality of technology, potentially improve the quality of life. And it's not something that's going away anytime soon. However, like I said, we are basically on the forefront of a brand new technology. With brand new technology comes flaws. And when it gets pushed into production quicker than it probably should be, you're going to see issues like this. And it can potentially lose you money if you're putting trust in that. And let's take a look. So there have been a couple different solutions for this specific issue that have been presented and that are right now being considered. I would think that the Ethereum team is very much looking at this because there is apparently a good number, many millions of dollars held up in Parity multisig wallets right now that literally are not able to be accessible because of this issue. And one specifically is, where do we have Polkadot. So Polkadot was a company that had an ICO, pretty prominent in the crypto Ethereum community. You could see the followers. You have Vinny Lingham, Roger Ver, Brock Pierce, Consensus, Bittrex, Pantera Capital, basically a lot of people that are big in the pretty big in the crypto space. And Polkadot has come out and said, unfortunately, our multisig wallet is frozen. It is the tool that they utilize to store all of their Ethereum from the Bitcoin or from their ICO. They can't access to that. They'll provide updates when available, but if you invested in the Polkadot ICO, there is a, depending upon what happens with this, with the security issue, you know, your funds are definitely in question right now and they are locked up. So certainly an issue there. And this is the type of thing that goes to show some of the problems with developing technologies. And this is coming from somebody that is very much a big Ethereum fan, somebody that is really, that likes Ethereum quite a bit. I like Bitcoin. I like Ethereum. I'm not a maximalist of either one of them. And there are definitely, you know, Bitcoin maximalists out there saying, you know, Ethereum is crap. This is the downfall of Ethereum, blah, blah, blah. They may be right. They may be wrong. But it's kind of funny too, coming from folks in Bitcoin where, you know, there is a big, the Bitcoin 2X, the B2X, the Segwit 2X fork is a massive deal. And to be, you know, throwing stones when you're living in a glass house with that going on in the future, while it's not directly comparable, I think cryptocurrency in and of itself is on, like I said, it's on the cutting edge. This is still, while it's definitely, developed in the past couple of years. This is still so, so new, and there are going to be continuing issues, especially with developing tech that gets pushed out too fast. This is one of those issues. And as we can see with the price overall of Ethereum right now, if we pop into that, I mean, that has, like we talked about before, that has taken a pretty substantial hit on this news. What am I doing? As you guys know, I have a decent holding of Ethereum. I am much more heavily weighted in Bitcoin. But when I did see this news come down around 295, I moved some of my Ethereum into Litecoin, because I am pretty heavily weighted into Bitcoin for the time being. So I just wanted to diversify on GDAX into Litecoin. That's had a decent day so far. And I think Litecoin might serve as a little bit of an alternative to Bitcoin around the time of this B2X fork and post B2X fork. So I just diversified a little bit of the Ethereum into Litecoin for the time being until this gets sorted out. And again, this is not a specific issue with Ethereum. This is a product that is built off of the Ethereum network. But with that being said, it is a very prominent team. Parity is a very prominent team, very prominent product in the Ethereum ecosystem. So anything that they do definitely has close ties to Ethereum, and any mistakes that they make are closely tied to the overall price of Ethereum, as you can see here. Now, outside of that, on the day, as we pop over here to on-chain FX, somewhat of an up and down day, depending upon how things are looking throughout the market. Somewhat of an up and down day for the vast majority of crypto. It's been, Bitcoin has been down a little bit. Ethereum has obviously taken a dip over or below Bitcoin with this news. It's down about 1% on Bitcoin, and a number of other cryptocurrencies out there have, it's been a little bit choppy waters for the most part. It's, I would say, about 60-70% of the crypto world is right now in the past day or so outpacing Bitcoin, and has continued to outpace Bitcoin. However, you know, we're talking about Bitcoin here, and we're talking about Bitcoin 2 days away from its all-time high and 7% off, whereas some of these other cryptocurrencies that are, that are doing pretty well in the past day or so are still 30% off their all-time high, 39%, 40%, 43%, 40% off their all-time high. So they still have a ways to go to catch up to, especially if you bought at the top in comparison to Bitcoin, still have a ways to go there. So as I'm looking at this, I think it'll be interesting to see how this security issue is developed. One last final thought on that is Ari David Paul had some interesting comments on how to resolve this Ethereum multisig bug, basically saying wait till the next scheduled hard fork, make no changes, and add some code that basically fixes the suicide library that was referenced here that created this security alert, and that will not really, that will not really affect this. I think that does come with the assumption that these funds are certainly frozen, and that you truly can't move any money out of them, and that they are simply stuck in those multisig wallets. But this seems like a pretty interesting solution. It'll be, hopefully this doesn't result in another hard fork or separate chain of Ethereum like Ethereum did with Ethereum Classic, because the money is locked up is a similar amount, quite frankly, to the DAO, to the decentralized autonomous organization that was hacked. So this seems to be a somewhat plausible solution. I'll definitely stay tuned as far as what they end up doing and how this ends up working out. But again, the lesson here, if you're deriving a lesson from this, is whether it's, whether you're talking about Bitcoin or Ethereum, Ethereum is trying to accomplish in a lot of cases more than Bitcoin is. And because it's trying to accomplish a lot more than Bitcoin does, there are a lot of inherent flaws with that, or there are a lot of inherent potential exploits with that. We're seeing that happen right now from a security perspective, which is why Bitcoin has been doing, I think, a lot. Bitcoin does one thing, and it does one thing really well, or did one thing really well, transactions. Ethereum is doing multiple things, and because it's doing multiple things, it's open to a lot more exploits. So something to consider there. I will definitely keep you folks in the loop as far as what ends up happening with this, but I thought it was important to discuss that we are, when you are looking at this stuff, when you are potentially investing in these cryptocurrencies, whether it's Ethereum, whether it's another product out there, whether it's a, you know, you have your money on a decentralized exchange, you're using a smart contract to invest in an ICO, the majority of this stuff is brand spanking new. There is various levels of testing. People are pushing things into production faster than they probably should be because there is so much money to be made. So you do want to be cautious. It's tough if you're not a software engineer and you don't have the ability to go in and audit this code or anything like that. But it's definitely something to be concerned with, and it's something to take into consideration as you go into the future. Outside of that, guys, like I said, if you are new to the channel by any chance, the name's Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour. So hit that subscribe button, the little notify bell next to it, so you get notified anytime I do go live. Sit back, have some beers, have a coffee with me, have water with me, whatever it might be, and relax. But outside of that, guys, thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.